All right, I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
You're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders Podcast.
Hey guys, and in this episode, we are going to talk about the differences between Kalispec and Kalispec. And a few little funny videos mixed in between. So, yeah, definitely keep on listening, and we will have a good time.
This podcast is brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods, your number one leader for kick-ass shit.
Perfect. And nice. I liked it. And I liked the flow of that, honestly.
That's good.
That went well. I know. So we had that drawn up. We definitely didn't shoot that from the hip, bet. Yeah, kind of how J.O. just talked. We're going to talk about, man, we've been to the West Coast several times. We've been to the mountains. Not as many times, but enough to kind of get a good gauge on what we've started calling Kalispec trucks, build-outs that we see out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And then Kalispec for the trucks we see in the mountains.
Yeah.
Huge differences. We all kind of lean towards one more than the other, especially as we kind of get older. Then we're going to kind of talk a little bit of news, what's what in this off-road overland community
scene.
We're in.
Yeah.
Scene.
Well, and I would say as far as like the difference between Kalispec and Kalispec, I mean, they couldn't be any more different.
Yeah. Like, and for those of y'all that don't know, like I'm sure we'll put pictures up right here somewhere in here. Kalispec seems to be long travels a must.
Yeah.
Fiberglass fenders seem to be a thing.
Flashy wheels.
Flashy wheels, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mirrored finish only.
And one thing that we've really noticed about, like, for instance, Kalispec is even if it isn't fast, it's got to look fast.
Yeah. Real right. Fast. Ford Ranger, we know they're not fast. They look fast out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grant, what would you say as far as the way they are? What would you say is like?
I mean, yeah, you kind of got your first shot in SoCal last trip. So you kind of got to see some of those West Coast builds at the Rodeo Rig show that we were at.
Yeah.
It's different use cases too. Like Kalispec, all about adventure.
Yeah.
You know, like any sort of thing outside, like kayaking, fishing, hiking, whatever, camping. You know, basic truck, but it's ready for all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kalispec, all about the car culture, all about car scene. You know, you can see that bleed over to the off-road space. So, way less tense, way less like camping things. I mean, it's still there, but it's like you go to a show over there and dude, it is fiberglass fenders.
Yeah.
It's wide body. It's like
all beds dedicated to shocks.
Yeah. Very, very performance driven.
Yeah.
In every way. Suspension to the motor itself.
Yeah.
And Kalispec Oppo.
Yeah. But it's like California, you know, it's like, I don't know if they have mud, you know, it's like as many tires stick out past the fenders, there's no way they can have that much of it.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that like, I know when we were kind of discussing this yesterday, you know, it seems like the Kalispec, which is, you know, of course short for Colorado spec.
The Rado.
It's more of a, like outdoorsman first and then into cars later. You know, they just use it as like more of a tool to get where they're going. It's usually very basic. It's going to have, you know, stock wheels with some all terrains. Like, I don't even know if I saw a single tire out there.
Yeah. I mean, look at Easy East truck, you know, his running 31s on that 100 series.
But doing everything trucks on 37 are doing.
Doing it with ease, really.
Yeah.
So it's Colorado spec is like more of a, probably like driver based, you know, vehicle. Like you just got to be a good driver. And then Kalispec is like,
send it.
Yeah. Send it. We're going to touch every single thing on this vehicle.
Yeah.
It's going to look sick.
Headers, exhaust. You're going to know it's coming.
Well, I mean, talking to Rovi that last trip, you know, I didn't even know that you could put on, I don't even remember what size lugs they are, you know, but lugs.
5/8 maybe big dogs.
You know, and that stuff that's same, you know, like, never even heard of that. Of course, everybody on the West Coast is doing it. Why? Who knows? Because they have nothing left to touch on the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is it. My wheel studs, man. This is the last thing.
Yeah, that's like into it. When you get to the point where you're putting, you know, a lot of thought and effort into your lugs, like, yeah, you know, you've done a lot to your vehicle.
Well, it's so, like, what's left? You know, yeah, what else can I do? Where the collie spec is very DIY.
Yeah.
You know, you're pinching pennies.
Fiberglass camper shell.
Yeah.
Yakima bars. Used off marketplace. Everything. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, we're not necessarily saying one or the other is right or wrong.
No,
you
we're
know?
Not.
This is
on
just
either.
What we see different from yeah. where we come from. The Midwest, you know, how it looks here. Like I said, you go to these places enough and you start to take notice and you're like, man, that's just the way it is out here. You know, the style. Grant touched on it, the car culture, you know, on the West Coast. You can tell that plays a huge part into how people build their trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like most times we see rays like on cars like yours, and out on the West Coast, everybody's got rays.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which to us seems crazy. Cause in the Ozarks, you know, it's like, we're going to bash our wheels, you know, on whatever it may be, they're going to get scarred up.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody's running stuff like that. Probably for that reason, you know,
yeah.
a set of rays is a pretty penny. And it's like, dude, I wouldn't want to run them through the rocks either.
No.
Yeah. And me being a marketing guy, like, I have to be aware of all of our audiences and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, traveling across the country. Yeah, from East Coast, like Overland East, like that yeah. show.
Yeah.
People have different builds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Midwest, where we are, very different.
Yeah.
You know, and like Mo said, for the wheels, like down to the brands of suspension, right? West Coast, Kings, everywhere.
Yeah.
Kings.
East Coast and probably Midwest, you're Dobinson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So, man, you can just like tell where the person is from almost by looking at their truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's one of those deals, like Mo kind of touched on it earlier and Grant did too. You know, it's like, it seems like it's all evolved from like that 2010, 2011, where everyone was slamming their cars and stancing mm-hmm. them
yeah.
out and like the big wide camber. And it almost seems like that same person that was doing that has now gotten into off-roading. And
you're talking Cali spec, right?
Like yeah,
West
yeah.
Coast style. Yes,
yeah.
for sure. You can yeah. definitely see that.
Yeah.
I love that because the attention to detail from the car culture carried over here, man. It's like,
yeah.
they're thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
Which is cool, it. Right? You know, it, yeah. like that's the cool part is you get a lot of neat things that you see hadn't thought of and stuff. And it's always great to watch, you know, walk those shows and see what they're doing. Like I said, they're very progressive out there and they're always trying to do more than what Toyota says you can do with these vehicles
yeah.
and
yeah.
or whoever, right? And you know, like I said, long travel, you know, all the cantilever kits you're starting to see out of there just from the shops and stuff. And so it's like they're big time into it. And then same, like going back to Colorado spec, man, it's just, dude, it is like a mild lift, if any lift, maybe some, a leveling kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all terrains,
sliders and like everything, every kind of rack.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like they
need to be able to haul boats.
Yeah. All of their money, instead of going towards like the flashy stuff, it seems like all their money goes towards roof racks and rack accessories. You
yeah.
know,
probably
like,
nice bikes, yeah. nice helmets.
Yes.
Yep. Probably going to have a sweet fly rod case on the top, you know.
100%.
And the other thing, like the models themselves of vehicles, older Toyotas, right?
Oh,
paid
yeah.
off Toyotas. Toyotas with 200,000 miles on them.
Yeah.
That are still going,
yeah.
you know, been in the family forever. Then Cali spec, brand new, you know, brand new everything.
Yeah.
Well, the number of first gen Tundras that we see every time we go to Colorado,
yeah.
It always amazes me. Because, I mean, it's not like we don't have them here, but all the ones you see around here, man, they're two-door work trucks, pretty
yeah.
close to clapped out.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you see the ones up in the mountains, and they're literally living their best lives.
Yeah.
Know?
Now, one thing I did notice on the Collie trucks is, and I know, I'm sure Cali trucks have this too, but the Collie trucks specifically, like, they do put money into truck bed campers.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, for sure. Campers all yeah. day long. Color match.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. Camper shells or, you know, four wheel campers. Like
yeah.
I saw a bunch of those out mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Hey, you want to stay away from them bears. So it's like, it makes sense. But that was something I did notice. Like almost every truck had some type of camper shell or
yeah.
truck bed camper.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, lighting's different too. It's like, man,
yeah.
California, man, people are going to go with, you know, the Bajas, you know, or
right.
KCs. And Colorado, man,
they might not have any lights.
yeah, that's what it's
yeah.
like. Stock headlights. The truck came with lights, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
What are ditch lights? Never heard of them.
yeah.
Right? Doesn't matter.
No.
But it's funny. We actually, or JO made a Venn diagram. I don't know if you still have that.
I can make. I hadn't quite.
It will show up.
Well, I made one on paper.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he made one on paper, which we had, you know, some funny points in there and everything. But we realized there's nothing. The Venn diagram is just one sided. There's no commonalities between these two at all. We could not find any.
Yeah, we couldn't even diagram the Venn diagram because there was no similarities. Like, the only similarity was like Toyota.
Well, it's like if you get these two people in the same room, like, would they be friends?
Maybe
they'd be fast friends.
They'd be friends, but like still so different, man. Like,
they'd be critiquing each other's build. Why'd you do it this way? Why'd you do it this way?
It's almost like the Cali people would laugh at the Cali people, like, why'd you spend money on that?
Yeah.
And then the Cali people are like, well, because it's badass. Like,
Of course, it's sweet. It's like, this is an art project.
Yeah. And it's like kind of hating, like, you have 31s. Like, it's just funny, right?
I guess that's a good way I just thought about it. The Cali spec is more of like an art project. It's like an art piece for them.
Yeah.
And then Colorado spec is like, function. This is a tool, you know?
Exactly.
So that would say that's like definitely a good way to kind of put it.
Yeah. Again, both not wrong. Just
no. Different. Yeah. Well, California's got so many folks, and it's crazy what people will do to their rigs out there to make sure you know it's theirs, right? Like, you know, it's like there's 50 million white 4Runners running around, and out there you're gonna know whose is whose by how they look. You know, it's like Rovies has a look to it. Other than, you know, 38s, it's easy to spot pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I have an idea. What if we rated our own vehicles, our own builds on Cali versus Cali spec?
Yeah, I love it.
I like that. Let's do that.
I kind of know where I'm gonna land.
So Mo's, I can tell you right now, is definitely Cali spec.
Yeah, dude, Mears the is 4Runner, the easiest,
best case of both worlds. One Cali, one Collie.
Yeah.
80 well, series living proper.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah.
4Runner, you do have the 80 living series. Like a boss, plus two mud flinger, indigo wheels, Bajas.
Yeah. Amber Bajas, purple wheels,
Kangs and Chaos, Kings. Baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easier than I thought it'd be, actually.
Dude, you're absolutely. Like, I mean, minus the refrigerator in back, I mean, she's barely specky, you know.
Well, your fridge slides anodized, so that counts.
Kings, blue, too. She looks right. MSA, got that on a deal. Drawers, custom faded. They checked the Colorado spec.
Kind of Collie on the inside.
Mine, I feel like, is kind of hard because it's not flashy, but it is on 35s with 3-inch lift. So it's like... But I don't have long travel. Mm-hmm. And I do have aftermarket wheels, but they're also not flashy.
It's like if you lived in Colorado, but you went to the West Coast once.
Yeah.
Came back.
And that's kind of what happened this year. But no, I mean, like, mine is not flashy. I just have, and we'll post photos of all of our vehicles, but mine, I just have like a set of the Nomad Convoys on it, but it is on 35-inch mud tires. So like that part of it is definitely like sort of a Cali spec, although the wheels aren't flashy. But I would say overall, mine's like definitely Colorado spec because I don't have just a ton of lights or anything. I just have like some KC Slim lights on the front bumper.
Very and functional.
And then just my diode fog lights, you know. So keeps it nice and simple, really. Right. But
yeah.
Grant's is definitely hard.
It's hard, but I think I definitely lean more towards Cali.
Yeah,
because definitely. Of all the things, right? Like the suspension, it's to the max. Like, basically all you can do. That's definitely Cali's spec.
Yeah.
But I do have like the creature comforts and stuff of Cali's spec of camping, right?
Yeah.
Awning, tent, all the things. So yeah, Cali on the other side. Baja everything.
Baja the world. I know where Grant's was. If he everything tried to matches. Say he wasn't West Coast, I was going to say bull shit.
But at the same time, dude, if my truck was at a rodeo rig show, it'd be way different still because it's like Alucab, you know, and it's like a bull bar front bumper and like antennas. It's, you know, it's still different though. It's like a different kind of Cali spec.
That's how I feel too. I mean, about yours, it's like
it's Australian. I don't know.
There's still
too.
Four wheel campers out there. I think you still check the box. I think you still
think I'd fit in. Absolutely. The Cali boys.
Well, it costs money. You definitely gonna fit in. They love that shit.
Yeah. It's like I don't think I've seen a flatbed over there.
I've seen
as much.
No, actually, no, I don't think I have. Now that I'm thinking about it, we've gone to Colorado or not Colorado, but California, like probably three or four times this year.
A lot.
They'll just do
set up a post office box out there.
Yeah.
They'll just do like a three link in the rear and cut the bed, and it's a dedicated, right?
Dedicated to bed. Partying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you can fit a cooler in your shocks back here. That's it.
Yeah. And yeah. A spare. That's all you got.
You know, yeah. Like that's the space. Running, you know, that King's truck we saw last time, where they say like 1,000 horsepower out of this thing. Yeah. I mean, just a ripper.
I feel like I definitely have a Cali spec truck, almost with like Cali spec attitude.
Maybe, and we've only been to NorCal. Actually, do we even go to NorCal?
Yeah,
is San Vallejo. Francisco. I was gonna say, I guess that's considered NorCal. Like,
so north.
It would probably fit more in that genre.
Yeah,
because I know they have like a lot more of the mountainous areas. I imagine people do a lot more camping up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can tell the shift just looking at, you know, Stellar's builds compared to like Wicked's builds.
Yeah,
and they're 6 hours away. You know, like it's a different thing. You know, more rock crawly. They have the Rubicon Trail up there.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, the West Coast. You know, it's like we've been to Anza Borrego and. You wouldn't want anything else that didn't go fast through the desert.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely right about
you
that.
You know, it's like you want to be able to rip. It's, I mean, the landscape, the terrain out there is like built for it.
All right, so here's a real question.
Hit me.
Out of the specs, and I feel like people, we've kind of already foreshadowed our answer, but out of all the specs, what would y'all's favorite be?
Dude.
I have an opinion.
Yeah.
So... after living the life of like the Cali spec of like having all the lights, all the flashy things, it's like I almost feel myself coming full circle back to the basics.
Yeah.
Being more drawn, especially because I have a family now and stuff. And it's like,
he's got to get it.
Keep this thing basic.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, because it's tough. You want all the flashy stuff. It is very cool. Don't get me wrong. But something more like peaceful about just having something basic, man. Like something you can pull into a dealership and they don't have to pull your skids off and ask you a bunch of questions to do like an oil change, right? Like
right.
Stuff like that. It's like, that's kind of appealing, you know? Sometimes.
I mean, same, you know, it's like you and I have been able to drive these new trucks across the country and it's like, dude, there's nice things with not having to worry about everything. You know, it's like less is more. You don't have to worry about maintenance so much. You know, it's like everything you add requires maintenance, you know. So it's like all that stuff. I know, you know, my long travel kit, I just replaced the bushings in it. You know, all this maintenance that comes with that stuff. And same, you know, it's like, dude, I would rock something pretty basic, man.
There's trade-offs for sure. And usually the Cali spec, your truck's paid off. It's older. So it's like you don't really care if you get a Dordine or things like that. Where a new truck, man, you are like, you're trying to off-road a brand new truck. Like that's two different things. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. For me, I would say I'm definitely Colorado spec for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already kind of leaning towards that way anyways, but the more and more I get into this, the, you know, like you said earlier, the less I need, you know, and it's actually,
I say that it's not the less I need. It's the less I need on the truck.
You know? Well, it's like different priorities.
I want fishing poles. Yeah. I want
hiking
stuff, man. I want my bike and stuff. You know, it's like, I don't mean that I'm doing less.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say earlier, it's like once you do some wheeling to your campsite, if you're just built for wheeling, then it's like, well, what else do you do when you get to camp, right?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're more Cali spec, you have all the tools, you have the fishing rods, you have all these things, and you can like enjoy your time outside in a different way besides just doing a hard line.
Right? That was the sweet thing, was getting to camp so early and being able to to mess around, hang out and stuff. And same, you know, it's like, well, 2 years ago, that would have drove me crazy to be sitting at camp and, you know, there's still daylight out. And you're like, what the hell are we doing here? You know, like we were supposed to be wheeling. And now it's like, dude, so content with sitting in one place. You know, if I've got something to fish or do or something like that, hike, walk, whatever, man, it's like I'm very content with that right now.
But on the other side, how fun is it coming to camp at dark and you flip on all those Bajas? You're oh my gosh, this is why I did it.
You know, dude,
bad to the bone, man.
Like a little kid.
Well, and I still love having, you know, creature comforts. I still like having lights, you know, but it's like anything that I put on my next vehicle, it's going to have some type of function. If it doesn't have
looks
function,
cool,
and if it's just for looking cool, it's not going on there.
Well, I remember you saying on our Colorado trip, you know, you drove the 4th gen Tacoma. It's got all the bells and whistles. I remember you in Colorado saying, I can't wait to get back to my Ford.
Well, yeah, it's like, and it's, by the way, that Fortune Tacoma is sweet. Like, I love that truck. It's a lot of fun, but I'm kind of just a simple person in general.
Yeah.
Like, I all the different screens and sensors and all this other stuff, it's super helpful. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
Like, it definitely helped me, you know, get around, you know, different lines and stuff. But at the end of the day, like, I just like, I mean, my truck, my Ford doesn't even have AC, you know, and I'm completely fine with
You'll
it.
You'll want the.
I mean, it's helpful.
I guess if you survive the last week, the thing shit, with you're going to make it.
Camping in general, it's like camping in of itself is basic.
Yes.
It's like you go out there to be basic. Yeah. So, like, your truck, sometimes you might want it to reflect that.
Yeah. Yeah, nature. Absolutely, man. And it's like that, for me, like, going down the road, you can expect, you know, like that Ford. Like, I remember you got it one time and, like, you could hear the regulator come off the blinker, you know?
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, dude, I can hear the regulator. And it's like,
yeah, the relays.
The relays. And it's like, oh, yeah, dude, like, it's sweet to have that kind of, like, I guess that mechanical
analog feel.
Yeah, that analog feel, you know, to just have it nice and simple.
Yeah,
but that could be anything. Like, the thing with the Ford compared to your FJ is you've done zero mods to it. You know?
Yeah,
so it's like, dude, that simplicity keeps it running, right? You know, not adding a bunch of shit to it. You know, leaving it like it is. I mean, I'd lower it, Jacqueline. You know, that's the move.
Yeah. Well, it's like the FJ is still super simple. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about that truck is simple, and that's, I think, also the reason why I like it. You know, the new Tacoma, like I said earlier, it's awesome. There's really nothing I would change about it, but I guess it's like, if I was going to drive one across country comfortably, I'd take the Tacoma.
Sure.
You know, if I'm going to just go on a weekend trip for fun with my buddies and the family, like, yeah, having that analog deal is fun. You know, it's just a different experience.
It helps you unplug further.
Yeah.
Doing it like that.
That's exactly right. It just helps you just completely unplug and just focus on what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm Oppo. I'm falling madly in love with the Tundra. I think it's the absolute shit.
No, know, I mean, like, it is, sweet. Man.
Like, it is just, you know, and it's the same. Drive the 4Runner, the tech between 2020 and 2023 or whatever is just mind-blowing. But same, you know, the thing I like about that truck is it's simple, man. It's just a lift. Tires are kick-ass products all over it.
Yeah.
Super functional. The thing we've mentioned on the last episode, you know, is that we don't drive them full time, so we don't get to have like a fridge in it or have the utensils that we have in, you know, your FJ or my 4Runner. So it's like, those are like, that's the only thing that ever hinders me, you know. Like, it's such a good truck, drives so well. It's just, you know, having to kind of hodgepodge shit together there.
Yeah, I mean, it's
to live out of it.
There's something comfortable about your own stuff. It's like your home.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is your home for however long you're out. But
yeah,
when you know where everything is and you've put it there and, you know, it's different hopping in these company trucks.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, I mean, Mo said it, you know, a million times on, I think on the podcast too, but it's like, he has to live out of my truck.
100%.
You know, because I have all the little things.
Right.
So
yeah. Cups, solo cups. I mean, things like that.
Yeah.
Cold fridge space, but same. The tech in them is definitely something to get used to. Way too smart for their own good, but I mean, they're not bad. And I mean, shop trucks. What would you say the shop trucks are? Cali or Collie?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
I know my answer. I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah. West Coast, right?
Yeah. That's what I think.
I would say a subtle West Coast look for sure. Like, it's not, they're not just crazy, crazy flashy because we don't have like crazy colors all over them.
Well,
and stuff,
it's like,
but
there's not a lot of fab. There's no fab work in them.
Right.
I think a lot of fab work is heavy West Coast, and
for sure.
We kind of bolted that stuff on. But it has the aggressive looks and the wrap and the baws, and you know, it has those flashy touches.
Yeah,
with the camping things, right? The awning.
Yeah.
The other things, but it doesn't have those little little things, you know.
Yeah. I think the same.
I think they're honestly a really good balance of it.
Yeah, for
to
sure.
To tell you the truth.
I think that's our brand. It's kind of a balance.
I think so too.
Hybrid.
Hybrid everything.
Hybrid the
world. You know this. You guys know this.
Know this.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's definitely like, dude, the new trucks are sweet too. Like, they're incredible. And I did fall in love with that Tacoma. You know, I mean, it's a super nice truck. Nice thing is it's like you can have best of both worlds. You know, if you want a simple truck, hey, go spend $5,000, go get a simple truck, keep your nice truck, you know, for your daily. And then, yeah, you get best of both worlds with it. So mm-hmm.
Do you think when people are just starting out doing overlanding, doing whatever, do you think they know what kind of build style they want?
No.
I feel like they're just thrown, like, they're marketed with all these different things, and, like, you don't know what you need until you have these years of experience and you go on these trips and you build these
trucks. Got influencers pushing, you know, this is the best battery bank this month. I'll be out with the best battery bank next month, and then I got another one the month after that. You know, and so it's hard to find reliable sources when you're just getting into it. Like I said, everybody's going to tell you their shit's the best no matter what, and that's, like, not the truth you know, at all. We had a talk with the lady yesterday who came in here and about rooftop tents, you know, because the same shit. You know, it's like you can buy all these things. You can look at them all. They all look like tents, like places you can lay down and close your eyes, but – dude, the quality and stuff, fitment. We always say this, service after the sale, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
man, that's what you want.
Well, and that's, like, I mean, exactly what I told her too. And by the way, no offense to, like, influencers when I say this, but I let her know. I was like, look, like, if you're looking for a new tent, the absolute last thing you want to do is go on YouTube and look at an influencer's review, because whatever new tent they get sent, that's going to be the best one, you know,
that week.
Yeah. In all reality, get on forums, go online, talk to big real forums, normal people that use them.
Well, talk to people that have had experience, that have had five different tents or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, run through the gamut, because they're going to give you the best info.
Yeah. And they're going to give you the truth. You know? Yeah. So, because I mean, I can tell you right now, like, my tent, I hate it. Like, it's like, it, dude, it's awful. And
but you were pretty stoked when you got it.
For sure.
But, right, you have to have that experience to form that opinion.
And the reason I bought it is because there was a local influencer that was really pushing them, you know, acting like, oh, they're just the best. So I went ahead and bought it. And, dude, that tent is trash.
Yeah. And,
like,
it's probably that influencer's first tent.
I don't know.
You know? Like,
but,
I don't know.
But it was definitely not a good one, you know, so... Hey, it leaks like crazy. Freaking, I mean, everything about the tent sucks. So, I'm not saying the brand, but I don't even know if they exist anymore. But yeah, it's
do your research, right?
Do your research is basically what we're saying. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's accurate. I mean, I'm saying plant it on three, spend the money where you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Good stuff to go with. Backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll save money by buying good quality stuff the first time.
In the long run, 100%. Yeah. Like I say, service after the sale, man. Make sure if you're going to buy $1,000 or whatever, make sure you can get them on the phone after you spend your money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, just be realistic about what you want to do and what you expect out of your build. You know, if you're trying to do the Rubicon, you know, don't get a 300-pound tent.
Yeah.
You know, like, stuff like that. Just kind of know what you're doing before.
Yeah.
Start throwing parts at it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's kind of like the old classic, you know, when they say you're outdoors, like, first three things you want to look for is food, water, and shelter.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a different, you know,
rules to camping with ladies, man. You keep them fed, keep them dry. You know, you're going to have a good time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, in all reality, those are the only things you need. So, like, put those in the – if that's what you're doing is specifically going out there to camp and not just will, like, make sure you have those three things. Make sure you have a good, you know, quality shelter.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a way to keep your stuff cold, you know, or warm or whatever, you know, a way to cook.
Right.
And then, yeah, like, of course, have a place to put your food. But
that's like Colorado spec to the T, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
You nailed that.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but, like, I feel like every year I do, like, a little purge of, like, I do, like, a garage sale, you know, stuff I don't use. It's like, man, this has been in my truck for a year. Like, first of all, I forgot about it. Second of all, well, I haven't used it. Kind of like cleaning out your closet, you know, it's like, why do I have this crap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain thing, this just popped in my head, is there a certain thing that you know you don't need, but you just cannot let go of?
I know I don't need.
Yeah. Like a certain equipment or something like that.
I mean, where do you start? Long travel or you start at Baja's?
Well, dude, not, I mean, you know,
it's like, definitely suspension's a great call.
Yeah.
Like, that's so much money, you know, especially like custom fab stuff.
Yeah.
You don't need it, man. I'm running trails with this people on stock suspension on 31s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was funny.
It's cool for flex pictures, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like, you don't need it.
I would say for me, it'd be tires. You know, like, dude, it's going to be hard for me to go back to a 33 just because I love the look of the 35s. But you don't need them. Like, you do not need them.
I'm with you, man. Yeah. I want the biggest tire possible.
I know.
I don't care.
We know.
We know this. Yeah.
You guys know this.
37s.
37s.
So he just got 37s.
Yeah. They look good.
What about you, Mo?
Dude, I said it, you know, when you ever asked it, you know, it's like things you don't need. Long travel Bajas, you know, it's like those are things that I think are just so badass. Does it affect the performance of the rig? No.
It's the cool factor, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's some. I mean, you want to look at it in your driveway every day and be stoked on it.
Right? I love it,
that's,
man.
That's a huge part of it.
I can spot it. I know, you know, if the wife's driving it, said we're surrounded by a bunch of white 4Runners, a bunch of white lifted 4Runners. None of them rocking indigo wheels. None of them got sweet Bajas up front. You know, it's like, dude, I want us to stand out. I don't want it to look like anybody else's.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing, right? The personalization of your car, right? You want it to be yours. You don't want it to look like Tommy's over there down the road. You know, you want it to...
Spotted.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's like, I was sitting here thinking about it while you're talking. It's like on my next vehicle, which I'm hoping to God will be a truck. Like, I will definitely have a bed rack. I'll definitely still have a roof rack. I'll definitely have our panels that go on the roof rack, so that way I can turn that tent backwards. And really, I'll probably, you know, stick with the smallest tire that still looks normal, you know, and I may not even lift it at first. And, of course, sliders, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
But to me, that would be, like, I think all I'd really need.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
dude, my next truck may look like a Prius. I'm so sick of fuel, man.
Shit, I know, dude. Man.
May look like a crossover car plug-in deal.
Yeah. What about you, Grant? Like, how would you set up your next vehicle?
Yeah. A truck. A truck with a drop-in camper. Like, I've lived a life, like, I've made videos on it, you know, like the different truck bed setups. And
don't get me going, you know where I'm at.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like I had the GFC, the full stand-up deal.
Yeah.
Definitely sweet. I loved it. And then, did this flatbed thing, which, again, love it.
Yeah.
But if I had to go back, I'd do some sort of stand-in thing. Because those little things you never knew were that awesome, you realize you missed them, right? Like, standing up and changing, you know, being able to like hunker down in like an actual camper is fun.
Yeah. You know, if I had, infinite amount of money, I would definitely do a truck bed camper.
Yeah.
But the thing 100%. About the bed rack is it's just way cheaper, you know, doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's more
of a weekender sort of setup as well. You know, if you're going out for weeks at a time, a camper is what you need, but
100%.
Yeah. Bed rack solves all the problems, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. But real quick, do you guys want to kind of talk about some like, you know, up and coming things that, you know, you've seen kind of in the overlanding world or things that have happened recently?
I mean, we can definitely touch on it. You know, it's like, man, one of the things sticks with me, kind of reminds me how fortunate we are to do the stuff we do. You know, the passing of the Toyota World Runners couple, you know, that's tough. You know, we had just gotten back from our trip, kind of going over, all the content, all the stuff we had seen. And then you kind of, see this story circling social media and, you know, like I said, you're reminded how short life is, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hate that for them. Ultimately, they live life to the fullest, got to go out doing what they love with each other. So it's like, man, I would think if you got to ask them, you know, if they could choose to go with each other, you know, I would think that neither one would want to stay on this earth without the other. So it's like, better or worse, bittersweet. Like I said, huge loss in the overland community, the off-road community. You know, but like that was something, you know, that I thought, you know, was just kind of crazy. Like I said, it reminded me how short life is. And with us just coming back from a 2-week trip, you know, it really put more emphasis on how lucky we are to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it opened my eyes to, realize we do sketchy things.
Right.
We take it for granted. It's like, well, almost flipped or almost rolled, you know,
almost walked off a mountain.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's like, man, that happens sometimes. And you really got to pay attention and be careful.
Yeah. And that exactly right. That kind of opened my eyes up to it a little bit more too. Cause Yeah, it's like you always have those almost, you know, and it's like, well, what happens when that almost is a reality?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like, are you putting yourself in a situation where it gets ultra dangerous? And mm-hmm. a lot of times that answer is yes. You yeah. know?
Right. Well, it's not dangerous till it is, right?
Right.
You know, all of a sudden you're running up a trail and then, well, so-and-so flipped. Now we got an issue, right? You know,
yeah.
It's like the day could be going just as good as all the rest. Then all of a sudden something turns up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was terrible, man.
It wasn't. Yeah, I mean, it's something I think just shocked everyone. You know. Yeah. So
it's crazy, you know. But then, like I said, it's a reminder, man. How fortunate we are. How short this thing is. Live every day to the fullest. Be kind. Don't be a dickhead. Jo and I talked about this morning.
Yeah.
You know, spread love, man.
Spread love.
Don't F around. Don't be a rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know Jesus. You know, definitely do your part. You know.
Right.
Just be kind.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
But. That's right. Dude, I feel good about it, man. I mean, I like kind of what we talked. Hope this doesn't offend any California, West Coast, or Colorado guys.
Yeah.
Man, we still love y'all. We're striving to be like y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you for listening in. You can always check us out at backwoodsadventuremods.com. Instagram is backwoodsadventuremods. YouTube is also backwoodsadventuremods. Basically, most platforms, you can probably just type in Backwoods Adventure Mods and you'll find us. So
do it.
We're around.
Yep. See you guys on the next one.
Peace. Later.
Love y'all.